And now, Sir James MacDonald of the Isles' salute in the setting of Angus Mackay. Somewhat thus. Then we proceed to Mackay's first variation as follows. Heel yandi ho randi lai yandi ho randu heel yandi ho handi he yandi hai chanan heel yandi ho ro ho hi yandi yo ro ro hi yandi yo the doubling follows. Long, beautifully flowing melody. This is succeeded by a variation 2, which is cut up here to contrast with the down, essentially down pointing of variation 1. Hum, pil, yo vi, Into the doubling. Hum bail yanti and torvi, hum bail yavi and torvi, hum bail yavi and torvi, just perfectly straightforward. Shouldn't be jerked too much. Smooth and flowing. Round would be the watchword there. Coming off the end of the second variation, doubling into the beginning of the Tour de Force culture, would go something like Hum ta il yavi 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 yam ba il yavi yam to rovo Hum ba il yam tin yam to rovai Hum ba il yam ba ish yam trnan Aharandai, aharandai, aharando, aharandai Aharambai, aharandai, aharando, aharando Aharambai, aharandai, aharando, aharambai Now, I'm timing that in the style that became rhythmically more explicit in the later 19th century and is universally heard today. That is doubled in a perfectly orthodox fashion, and we proceed to the Tuula and Kruula variations. Tuula pointed down, Kruula pointed up. Somewhat thus coming off the end of the first culture. Yamaram bail, yamaram bai, harando, haram bai, haram bai, harandai, handranan, he brandil yo, brumbilai, brumbil yo, brun, orai, brandil yo, brandovai. In a perfectly straightforward fashion, it in turn is doubled. He brandil yo brandovai brandil yo banan horai brandil yo bran hilai brandishandranan hail brandil yo brambio brambil yo bran horai yam vilai brandiai brandishandranan and so on. At the end of the tour doubling, Mackay, as you would expect, brings back in the ground, which will not detain us here. It's perfectly straightforward. Then he proceeds to a Kruula Brebach, an upcut timing, typical of 19th century source for a movement of this character. Hey, Bedria, Vilio, Tbria, Rindi, Brumba, Hilio, Trintando, Hey, Brumba, Hilio, Tbriando, Hey, Brumba, Rindi, Shinanan, which is repeated. Hilt brumba ilio de brumba vai de brumba ilio de briando. Hilt brumta ilio de brumba vai de brumba randi shenandan. Perfectly plain sailing. The Kruula's doubled. Hey, to brum parando, to bria, hey, to brum ba, heel, yo, to brum bondo, hey, to brum parando, to bria, hm, they to brum ba, he, and the brihanan. And the ground is brought in by Mackay again at the end of the Kruula doubling. And there it might seem that matters rested. But An alternative setting is available, not indeed directly from a piping source, namely the manuscript of Eliza Ross of Rasse. This is a very bright, musically intelligent daughter of the Laird of Rasse, whose piper John Mackay, Angus Mackay's father, was. And she, in her manuscript compiled in the towards the end of the first decade of the 19th century, recorded all sorts of stuff in pipe and fiddle music that she heard at Rasse House, including the playing, it must have been, of John Mackay, because she has three pibrochs, at least I think it's three, in her manuscript, of which this is one. The manuscript itself has recently been published by Musica Scotica, a worthy cultural trust, and it enables us to see an alternative ending, alternative, crueler movement to this tune. Eliza, of course, was transcribing the material for playing on keyboards, as women often did at that time. We think of Neil MacLeod of Agesto training his daughters to play pibroch on keyboards, and various other sources record this practice at the time. Donald MacDonald's ancient martial music of Caledonia was published with keyboard settings in 1819 through to his various editions, 21. So that there was, this is an established practice. And of course, on a keyboard, you can't play Tuula Krulla movements. And so Eliza gives us a keyboard approximation. She uses a turn sign for where the Krulla movements would be when John Mackay reached his Krulla singling and doubling. Interesting thing is that she shows a variant form not recorded by John's son Angus in his manuscript and printed book, which incorporates a tripling movement similar to what is occasionally heard in the tradition. One thinks particularly of the men went to drink. It's very catchy too. Here, the setting, her setting, if you wanted to play the alternative Krulla, might be realised as it appears on the PDF file, might sound something along these lines. That repeated. Hail pre hate and tear I, but throw hate and tea I, but three I, yavi, oh, but three, oh, rondo. A heap a drum beep and be I, but drum beat and tea I, but three I, horo ve, yunan. Hei patrai hiten di ai patrai hiten di hiten di ai vidri ai ahil yo vidri yo roho hei vidri ai yavai o vidri ai hovo vai vidri ai roho hiyanan, which is doubled in the normal fashion along the following lines. Ay, bedri, ay, yafundo, bedri, ay, yofor, ay, bedri, ay, ayil, yo, bedri, yo, rofo, ay, bedri, ay, yatundo, bedri, ay, yavi, ay, bedri, ay, hovi, handaran. Now, Eliza's setting is not unambiguous. There might be a number of ways of realizing it, but that represents one possibility. Further reminder to us of the marvellous variety implicit in the tradition, if we will only let it speak to us in its fullness and its entirety. At any rate, James MacDonald of the Isles' salute is a quite lovely tune. It plays very well. and really ought to be heard more often than it is.